From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Federal officials announced plans today to extend Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, for the more than 58,000 Haitian nationals that came to the U.S. after a devastating earthquake hit the island in 2010. But the announcement from the Department of Homeland Security still provides little solace for those Haitians living in Florida under the TPS immigration policy. WGCU's John Davis reports.
U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said in a statement that the six-month extension is intended to give Haitian TPS recipients time to collect travel documents and to make arrangements for their ultimate departure from the U.S. He says this program is ending because of the progress in rebuilding Haiti after the 2010 earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. The current protected status for Haitians had been set to expire July 22nd. Haitian and immigration advocates, along with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, had been lobbying for an 18 to 24 month extension. President of the Haitian American Democratic Club of Lee County, Beatrice Jaquette, says Haiti is simply not in a position to take back the more than 58,000 Haitians living in the U.S. under TPS.
In addition to the earthquake, they also got hit with Hurricane Matthew last year in October. That added more devastation to the country, in addition to Korea, that also hit Haiti. So the 500 people that are currently living underneath tents in Haiti are depending on the 58,000 people that are here on TPS to send them money to be able to eat and stay alive.
Jaquette says about 10,000 Haitians under TPS are living and working in Southwest Florida, and that sending them back to Haiti would adversely impact the economy.
A lot of those people are blue-collar jobs. A lot of those people work in nursing homes. A lot of them are CNAs. It will be a devastating effect to our economy here in the U.S. as well. It's just not a good outcome either way for the U.S. and for the Haitian families back home.
Jaquette says her organization plans to hold more immigration workshops in the coming months to help evaluate Haitians currently under TPS to try and find alternative immigration programs that could allow them to stay in the U.S. longer. John Davis, WGCU News.